Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
Tuesday, March 10th, 2009, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, my picks from PMA09. Welcome back to The Digital Story. I am back from Las Vegas and I have some things for you, some things to share that I learned while I was walking around, wandering, exploring the halls of the Las Vegas Convention Center at PMA 2009. PMA stands for the Photo Marketing Association, and their annual trade show is a bellwether for probably most of what we're going to see for the rest of the year in terms of photography, hardware, not so much of software, but mainly in terms of hardware. It's a show for retailers. It's a show for the media. It's a trade show. You don't see a lot of everyday photographers walking around the show. It's a show that really gets into the announcements and what we're going to see on the shelves later in the year. So I was walking around the show and exploring and talking to people and in meetings and all that kind of stuff. And one of the interesting things to me was that a lot of folks that I talked to were disappointed. They were disappointed. There weren't any huge announcements that everyone could get excited about. Canon's big announcement was two tilt lenses, tilt shift lenses, and a handful of pocket cameras and so forth. Nikon, again, no real big announcements, but there was a lot of interesting stuff from Olympus, from Panasonic, from Kodak. There was some really, what I thought, good innovation going on. It just wasn't the headliner stuff. It was the stuff that, though, if you got your hands on it, you go, wow, this is really neat. So a lot of folks just were not excited about the show. I thought it was pretty good. I really did. I've been going to this show for a long time, and I wouldn't call it a banner year by any means, but some of the things that I saw were pretty good. And I have four for you. Four things that, you know, really caught my eye that I got excited about. So now the first one, if you've been following the website, you'll know a little bit about, and it is the Panasonic GH1. Panasonic GH1. Now here's what Panasonic says about it. The Panasonic Lumix DMC GH1, a creative HD hybrid, offers professional level still photos and HD video performance, yet is easy enough for entry level DSLR consumers. And I would say that's pretty true. That's a fairly fair statement to make. This camera is a very compact, very small digital SLR. I think the smallest one that I've held. The next one on my list by Olympus is close, but this GH1 is very compact, and it has special lenses for it. Panasonic has, I think, four of them ready to go. You know, the G series has been around for a while. The GH1 is a new addition to this existing series. And the lenses are very nice. The whole package is very nice. Essentially, what you get is a super, super, super compact digital SLR. Now, in addition to that, and this compact SLR, by the way, shoots RAW. It has all the features that you would want in a digital SLR. It has, instead of an optical viewfinder, it has an electronic viewfinder, and it has a live view via the LCD. And the LCD on the new ones is huge. It's like 3 inches. I mean, it's ginormous LCD. So it's a little different. I mean, it feels different than a digital SLR, because when you look through the viewfinder, you're not looking through optics, you're looking through electronic stuff, and they do that to keep it smaller. So this is very, very, very small. Now, some of the lenses that they have for it are pretty cool. One of the new ones is a 14 to 140 millimeter zoom lens, And so on the 4/3 system, which this is, you know, you double that. So it's basically a 24 to 280 zoom lens. So they've got some really cool stuff. Now, what's interesting about this camera, there's a couple things. One is, if you shoot with any camera that takes 4/3 lenses, such as Olympus, this camera comes, or you can get an adapter for it, and you can use your Olympus lenses on this camera. And sometimes they'll autofocus, sometimes not. There's a few little things, depends on the lens, but all of them will work. All of them will work. So that part's pretty cool. The thing that really caught my eye with this camera, in addition to that, it just looks great, it feels great, it's compact, the lenses are good, is that it also shoots 1080p / 24p video, true high definition video, and you know, it has image stabilization and everything else that you would want, and the video looks great. So suddenly you can carry around a small camera that shoots HD video, that captures in RAW, that has all the sort of stuff that you want. And, you know, it's just really phenomenal. I mean, to me, it's a total sign of the times that, you know, I'm going through some of the specs here, some of the notes that I made on this camera. And it's just, you know, crazy. This 3-inch LCD, 460,000 dot high resolution LCD, it can shoot 60 frames, or the live view through the LCD is 60 frames a second. Crazy stuff. Now, this camera will be out a little bit later, either late spring or early summer. Look at it, if you're interested in this sort of thing, look at it with the 14 to 140 zoom lens, because that was a pretty, pretty sweet lens. And I just thought all the way around, in terms of innovation, in terms of beautiful design, in terms of form factor, in terms of performance, this camera is very high on my list. I'm guessing that the kit with the standard lens, not the 14 to 140, but the standard zoom, will be probably somewhere around $900. We'll wait and see what happens. So anyway, very, very impressed with this announcement from Panasonic, the GH1. Very nice. Okay, let's go on to the next one. So, still wandering around. I played with that GH1 for quite a while and took some shots of it. And I have a blog post that I wrote about it, so I'll put that link in the show notes. So then I went to a Sony press event, and Sony usually does a pretty good job at these things. They had all sorts of stuff they announced. I mean, you know how Sony is. They got tons of stuff. They are a major consumer electronics company that just has stuff and stuff and stuff. But the one thing that really stood out that I saw that they announced was a digital camera, and it was the HX1. The HX1. This camera will probably be ready before most of the other ones I talk about. It's estimated delivery date's April 29th. So just a few weeks away. It is an all-in-one camera. It doesn't have removable lenses. It's what I would consider hybrid. It has 9-megapixel CCD image sensor. Just a great-looking lens on it. Nice 20x zoom lens on it. I mean, it really has some serious magnification. And the nice thing about this camera, even though it has all that magnification, on the wide end it's at 28 millimeters, which I always appreciate. Having the wide end of the zoom. So you've got just a wild focal length range here. 3-inch LCD, and so 3-inch LCDs now are becoming more and more common on the upper end of the consumer cameras, which is nice. It's wonderful seeing these big LCDs. They just make everything so much easier. Does high-speed shooting, 10 frames per second. It has all sorts of modes in it, you know, for doing various things, picture modes. It does capture HD movie, 1080p HD movie at 30 frames per second. Very nice. It has all the face detection, has face memory, red eye reduction, smile shutter technology, which is the Sony thing that I'm not totally sold on this. You smile and the camera, when it's in this mode, says, oh, smile and takes a picture. kind of makes me laugh a little bit. Okay, but here's the killer feature on it. Here's a feature that just sort of made my eyes pop out of their head. They have this thing, and it's right there on the mode dial, called Sweep Panorama Mode. Sweep Panorama Mode. And basically what you do, and I tried this out after the press event, because I was so impressed that I had to try it for myself. Basically, you put it in this mode, and you start, you know, either left or right. You tell the camera which direction you're going. Hold down the shutter button in this mode, and you just sweep. You just go, let's say, 180 degrees or 240 degrees, just in a nice steady motion. The camera records all the data while you're doing that. Then almost instantly, in playback mode, it will show you a panorama, a still photo, a panorama made that you just did, just boom, right there. And it's great. I mean, you can't see stitching. The exposure's good. It knows what to focus on. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. You have to try it out. If you go to a camera store that carries Sony, when this camera comes in late April, early May, you've got to go in and try this out. This is crazy. I'm not sure that I would buy a camera just for this, but boy, I hope this is a technology that catches on, because the panoramas were absolutely wonderful. They just blew my mind. They look so good. So it's called Sweep Panorama, and it's on the Sony HX1. It's a great camera all the way around. If you're looking for a camera that has a long zoom, high performance, high speed, captures HD video, and has some very fun technologies, especially the Sweep Panorama mode, take a look at this camera, the Sony HX1. Very, very impressive. Okay, moving along here. Our friends over at Olympus weren't just sitting idly on their hands either. They had a great announcement. It's a digital SLR, the E620. The E620. Now, I've been talking a lot about the E30 because I think it's a terrific camera, and especially for creative photographers who like the art filters and the multiple exposure mode, wonderful camera. Well, what Olympus did was they created the E620, which is like the little brother to the E30. It's smaller, it's much smaller, it's a very compact camera, and they actually showed me how they did that, you know, some of the little tricks they did inside and so forth. Yet, even though it's a smaller camera, it has 6 art filters. So it has the art filters like the E30. It has multiple exposure capability like the E30. Now, you can't make as many exposures with this one. You can do 2 frames with this one, where on the E30, I think you can do 4 frames. But still, you can do a 2-frame multiple exposure in camera. You have other editing that you can do inside the camera. Has a 7-point twin AF autofocus system that's quite nice. 12.3 megapixel live MOS sensor, so it's got plenty of resolution. By the way, Olympus has said publicly that they think 12 megapixels is enough for most of us for digital SLR. They don't really see the need to make a digital SLR that has more than 12 megapixels, at least not right now. Now, some folks find this refreshing and other folks don't. I think it's interesting because I sort of feel like that 12 is a sweet spot, in that if you spend your energy, your technology energy, your R&D, on making that 12 megapixel sensor better low light performance, less noise, you know, better color, all that kind of stuff, better shadow highlight detail, then, you know, a sweet 12 megapixel image sensor that's really top drawer in terms of those things, that's something to have. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this works out. But they said 12 is pretty much all they're interested in making right now. And we'll see how that resonates with the public. Personally, I don't think it's a bad idea at all. Now, Olympus cameras have in-body image stabilization. So that means any lens that you put on the camera is a stabilized lens, can really save you a lot of money over the long haul. You don't have to pay a premium price for stabilized lenses, and it works very well. It has a face detection. It has their shadow adjustment technology, which I've talked about before in blog posts, that works very well. It just does a nice job of giving you details in the shadows and protecting the highlights with you just taking the picture. They have their dust reduction system built into this. They take all the flashes that are in the system right now, have scene modes, the whole enchilada. It's really a terrific camera. It's a compact camera. And I wrote about not so much the camera on the digital story, but I wrote about the underwater housing that they designed specifically for it, which I got to see at PMA. I actually got to hold it. And this is exciting. Because the camera for a digital SLR is so small, much smaller than normal, they could design a wonderful underwater housing for it that wasn't huge, that wasn't this humongous thing. It was actually, it just felt really good in the hands. It was very comfortable. And this was not in the water. This is just topside. And so this housing is designed specifically for the camera. Very well designed, very ergonomic, handsome device. So this is another way that designing a small digital SLR help the ramification, the ripple effect, no pun intended, of it is that you can design accessories that are really cool also. So if you're an underwater photographer, if you're someone that wants to get very serious about underwater photography, I would take a look at this E620 and its matching housing. You've got a big 3-inch LCD on the back. You've got a camera that shoots RAW, 12 megapixel RAW files. You have interchangeable lenses. They designed a flash bracket for it so that you can have twin flashes or single flash underwater or topside. Very, very good stuff. So Olympus is not just sitting around watching the parade go by. They're designing some fun things. All right, my fourth thing, and this isn't a camera. This is something that I've seen around, and I like it, and I actually got to talk to them. These are folks called Lite Panels, and it's L-I-T-E panels. And they make all sorts of different size LED panels that run off batteries. They're very bright. They're perfectly color balanced. They have a dimmer switch on it, and what's very interesting, if you use the dimmer switch to tone it down or bring it up, it maintains its color temperature doing that, which I just think is totally wild. I mean, that's very hard to do. The one that I'm interested in, the one that I really liked, is called the Micro Light Panel. And it runs off 4 AA batteries. You can use rechargeables, or you can put lithiums in it. It fits in the hot shoe of your camera or your camcorder. And so you can walk around. For instance, I was really thinking about this with my 5D Mark II because I don't have a pop-up flash on that camera. I do have a hot shoe. I don't really like electronic flash that much, but I could walk around with this micro light panel on there, and it throws out enough light so I could use it as a fill light for portraits or for whatever I wanted, up to about 6 to 8 feet away. And you can move in really close with it and tone it down, and it's great. And because it's a steady light, you can see the actual effect that you're getting. So there's no guessing on how it's going to turn out. So I thought these things were very, very cool. The kit comes with gels, so it has a little lift-up frame, so you can put a warming gel or a cooling gel or whatever you want in there, and or a diffuser if you want to diffuse it even further. It's really very interesting. I think the kit is going to sells for about $289, so about the price you would pay for a very nice electronic flash. You can have this light panel. So I think it's worth taking a look at. By the way, speaking of prices, that Olympus E620 is going to be $799 with lens for the whole kit. That is really a great price. $799 US with a lens. The Sony, I believe the HX1 I talked about is going to be $499 US. These are MSRP numbers. And that's with the whole kit, too. Of course, it doesn't have removable lens. It comes with that 20x zoom. So most of this stuff, everything that I'm talking about today, is probably under $1,000. The GH1 is the only one I'm not absolutely sure. Everything else is under $1,000. Very interesting. Very interesting. And I liked it a lot, and I was thinking, wow, I'd love to have one of those micro panels, those light panels, and put it on a GH1 and have this very compact thing walking around, and I could shoot HD video, I could shoot RAW, I could really have some great, put some of my Olympus lenses on it that I like a lot, and I have some Olympus glass that I just think is wonderful. So you can mix and match some of this also. So that was the stuff that jumped out at me. Now the bonus one is one that I reported on from the Sneak Peek, which is a media event that happens before PMA opens. And that was the Leica S2. The reason why I didn't include it in the regular show, as my four core picks, was because, I mean, this is like a $40,000 camera. So, okay, it's great to talk about and everything, but not too many of us are going to go out and spend that kind of money. But it is a medium format digital SLR that isn't that much bigger than my 5D Mark II, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And it will be out. I don't know how many of these things are going to sell. I think probably their marketing plan, if they sell 800 of them, they're going to be thrilled. But at any rate, it was really a gorgeous camera, and it just jumped out at me, and I got to play with it. And to walk around with a medium format digital SLR Leica with Leica glass would be a treat. I just don't think it's going to happen in this particular lifetime. Okay, so there we go. That should hold us until next year when we head off to PMA again. If you have any comments, or if you saw something that you just thought was fabulous at the show, or read about something that you just thought was just thumbs up, two thumbs up, post a comment on the show notes and share it with everyone else, including me. I always like hearing about new stuff. So I want to talk about photo assignment for a moment. Guess what? Photo assignment for this month, the month of March, the month that we're in right now, is Sign of the Times. I'm very excited about this photo assignment because there's so much going on, not only in the U.S. right now, but just in the world in general. And I think there are opportunities here for us as photographers, and I just want to be aware of that and want to be out capturing it and want you guys out capturing it. So Sign of the Times is the photo assignment for this month. I highly encourage you to participate, even if you've never participated before. If for no other reason, even if you don't have something that you end up sending in just for your own collection, just for your own historical perspective, go out and capture something. So Sign of the Times. I'm starting to run a little light on grab shots. It'd be terrific if you could send one in. I'd appreciate it so very much. And I promise I'll look at it and hopefully even publish it. And then I want to talk about our sponsors, Boinks TV. I have a new tile now in the digital story for Boinks TV. And so you click on it, it'll take you over there. So you get to see a little bit more what it's about. But basically, you have a sophisticated television studio sitting right there on your Mac, and it's easy to use. It's crazy. Green screens, titles, the whole deal. All you have to do is give it a video feed. It even can be your EyeSight camera, can be your video feed, and you can make this crazy neat stuff. So Boinks TV is definitely worth taking a look at. Red River Paper, huge fan of Red River Paper. Great stuff. Quality paper that you can get for less. And that's the bottom line. It's just, you know, if you're spending too much on paper, you've got to take a look at these guys because they have great surfaces, great quality, and wonderful prices. And they have a new offer. There's a new tile on the digital story right now for free shipping. And so click on the tile and it'll take you over to that page, and you can order whatever you want and get free shipping, which is very nice when you're ordering paper, believe me. And then a site grinder And this is the plugin for Photoshop plugin for both Elements and regular Photoshop for both Mac and Windows that allows you to design your website essentially in Photoshop, run the plugin, and suddenly you have just this wonderful CSS compliant XHTML website, and all you did was play in Photoshop. It's pretty interesting stuff. And again, a tile on there, take a look. And then for the eagle eye among you, you'll notice that there's a new tile also. Think Tank Photo has a tile on there now. And I just wanted to put the tile up first. We have our own landing page on Think Tank, just like we have our own landing page on Red River Paper. And I have some great stuff. I'm testing some Think Tank Photo stuff right now. These are very innovative bags, and they are just tickled pink to be working with us. I've already had two meetings. I have another meeting lined up. They're going to be providing stuff for us for workshops and so forth. Automatically, just by being a Digital Story member, you get a discount. You just have to click on the tile. And when you start seeing some of the reviews that I'm going to be writing, you'll be very impressed with what they have to offer. So welcome aboard Think Tank. Love to have you guys as an affiliate. I'll be talking more about that. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for now. I feel like I've been yadda yadda yadding in your ear. But it's fun. It's fun to see new stuff. It's fun to see manufacturers continuing to innovate. And it's fun having new tools to work with, even if we don't own them, just to know that they're there and that over time, the best of the technology will filter into the stuff that we do use and buy. So good times right now. Too bad we're not all a little bit richer, but at least we get to look. All right. Go out, take some pictures, sign of the times. I will see you here next week with something interesting to talk about. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.